the Detroit News Washington Bureau writer. And what did I say, Brittany? I said, Derek? Well, I got David written right here. David Shepherdson from the Detroit News Washington Bureau. Sorry, David. I just butchered your name to heck.
Hey, close enough.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I read a story of yours, which was surprising to me because it was about Toyota. And Toyota recently had some more recalls, perhaps the final in dealing with that sticky gas pedal issue and some other similar type issues. But your story said Toyota wages comeback in Consumer Reports, new car report. And we're going to talk a little bit about Ford. But is Toyota doing a good job as far as Consumer Reports? As to getting their name back?
I think, you know, generally speaking, yes, they went from one to three of the top picks. They lost two of those top picks last year in the middle of all the sudden unintended acceleration problems. And they lead the pack in terms of total number of recommended vehicles from Consumer Reports. So they have, as Consumer Reports had made some strides toward improving their quality because, you know, they did have a very bad year. And remember, this wasn't the first year that Toyota had seen a spike in recalls. They had had some other quality issues in the years leading up to this. And I think, as Consumer Reports said yesterday, this whole last year has kind of been a wake-up call for Toyota to go back to focusing on its quality and its reputation, which obviously, you know, had helped it sell cars for 20 years.
Do you think Toyota needs to do anything else beyond what's going on with their efforts as far as cleaning up this mess? What's next for them?
Well, they've recalled since the beginning of 2009 in the U.S. over 14 million vehicles. They've led the U.S. in recalls for the last 2 years, and they're leading again this year. So I think what they have to do, what they believe, is sort of recall first, ask questions later, because what's most important to them is not how many recalls they do, but making sure that there aren't any other high-profile safety incidents that can be attributed to a defect in a Toyota. I mean, they have to focus on maintaining their reputation, because another incident like that terrible incident in San Diego in 2009 where four people were killed when an off-duty California Highway Patrol officer, you know, went out of control when his gas pedal got stuck in the mat. If something like that were to happen again, it could have a really damaging impact on Toyota's reputation. But I think they believe that they've fixed everything, some things more than once, and that they hope to finally get past this thing.
You also talk in your story that Ford is the most improved.
You know, Ford is really a pretty amazing story. If you think about it, they were number 11 out of 13 auto companies last year. They moved all the way up to fifth. They're only behind Honda, Subaru, Toyota, and Volvo, which Ford sold last year. The Mustang was named at the top picks list, and they have 10 recommended vehicles on the list. So, no, I think you have to give Ford a lot of credit for focusing on improving its quality and reliability. And I think the results are starting to show.
David, I want to take my heart out of this because I'm a Michigan guy. I'm from the Detroit area. I've been working here most of my life. And so obviously I want to see Detroit do well. I want to see the automotive industry do well. But from everything that I see and read, cautiously, it looks like the car companies are doing well. They're starting to make money. They're paying back loans. Is my read correct? Are they slowly but surely getting their houses in order?
I think you're right. I think the biggest question mark they cannot control are gas prices. I remember the Detroit 3 make most of their profits still on pickup trucks and SUVs because the profit margins are so much higher. If gas prices continue to go up, if they spike $5 or more, you could see a huge shift in buying habits to smaller cars. Now, the good news is the companies have smaller cars like the Ford Fiesta and the Chevy Cruze and the new Avail coming out. The bad news is that even if the big three sell more small cars, they're still going to be making a lot less profits on those small cars than the large cars, and you know, it would still be very damaging to their outlook to have high gas prices right now.
All right, you can read David Shepardson's article at detnews.com. David, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony. You're